Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, the Housing Commission report this week called for a radical rethink of Ireland's housing policy, as it called for 256,000 more homes to be built. But the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has taken issue with one of the core recommendations to set up a housing delivery oversight executive, saying that could add extra layers to housing delivery. He also claimed he's already implementing three quarters of the report's recommendations. Well, developer Michael O'Flynn is chair of the O'Flynn Group and a member of the Housing Commission and is on the line now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire.
So the Minister and the Taoiseach, indeed, they've said they're a really long way along the road to delivering the recommendations that are in the report. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. I mean, some of the recommendations are indeed in train and have been for some time, but the vast majority of what we are proposing here needs to be looked at and acted upon urgently. And this is not a case of more of the same. This is a case of we need to make changes, and we need to make them now and not kick this can down the road any further. Let's take any political comment out of housing. Housing is too serious for too many people. Let's deal with the issues.
Right. OK, so then let's look at the response from the government, and in particular the minister, to the report. Were you disappointed? Because, I mean, I assume you gave up a lot of time to be part of the Housing Commission, and then for the minister to turn around and say, well, should we do all that anyway?
Well, I was disappointed. I was surprised, really, because, the minister knows well the effort people on the Commission put in, and not just the Commission members, but a lot of people who served in work groups, a lot of expertise from the public and private sector. In fact, broadly, I think more from the public than private. People give up their time and put a huge effort in, and then to be told very quickly, we're already doing most of this, which is not correct. And one of the key recommendations is the establishment of a housing delivery oversight executive in legislation. People often say, oh, is that another talking shop? No, this is something in legislation. This is something that we all agreed on the commission needed to happen. This is absolutely crucial. And I just thought it was very, very, very offhand by the minister to suggest, well, that's not something we won't be looking at. I hope the government will look at everything. And I think the Taoiseach has confirmed already that he's looking at the overall situation and considering everything. But it is disappointing because, Claire, this was nearly 2.5 years. I hate to tell you the amount of time and effort and hours that were put in by most of the people on the commission. So it's very hard to hear a throwaway remark saying, well, that's something we won't be looking at. This is a crucial recommendation. If we want to fix housing, we need to establish an executive to get over the bureaucracy that's there, is not another layer of bureaucracy, I can assure you.
Well, that's what he suspects. I mean, he said that he would have to look at it in more detail, but on first reading, he wouldn't want this new executive to stand in the way of housing delivery, which seems to suggest that he does see it as a block.
Well, it's really surprising. I'm not sure he has engaged with anyone on the commission in relation to exactly what is meant. So is this advice that he has received where already we don't need this? I can assure you the commission didn't consider this lightly. The commission, this is something I think that needs to have teeth. This is something that will be put in legislation. It will be time limited. Let's deal with the crisis we have. I can assure you, Claire, if everything was going fine, we wouldn't be having a housing commission. We wouldn't be having the discussion we're now having. If we wouldn't be having a situation where we're dealing with probably half the targets that we should be dealing with. Mm-hmm. So let's be blunt here. This is necessary, and it shouldn't be dismissed immediately by the minister, and hopefully the government, on mature reflection, to use that great expression, will actually consider this and see the merit in what the Housing Commission and indeed its many members of work groups have brought forward as a key element that needs to be implemented we are to deal with the housing crisis that's in front of us. But we need to accept, Claire, that we have a housing crisis.
Yes.
We need to accept that
we haven't been performing. I think most people do accept that. But I suppose my question to you is, do you feel that this week Dara O'Brien has undermined the report and the work of the Commission?
I feel he has by immediately dismissing a central element of it. I think this is very unfortunate. I await a more considered government, wider government assessment of the extraordinary work that was done. I can assure you, anything that's in that report has been deeply considered. There wasn't broad agreement on all aspects of the report, but there was on this particular aspect. And I don't understand how anyone could suggest that an emergency measure like this, which is absolutely necessary, should not happen and should not happen immediately. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be referring matters around for more consideration by other bodies. This is something the government requested, set up the commission, appointed us. The government need to consider it, and indeed, as does Dáil Éireann generally, all the political parties.
Now, you and two other members of the commission that published a minority report on the notion of a referendum on the right to housing. And those who support this say that it would compel the government to act. Ultimately, it would build more homes. That's what they say. And that's your aim too, to have more homes built. So why not support it?
Well, on the face of it, you would imagine I should be all for building more homes, which, of course, I am. But the majority report on the referendum is about giving individual rights to housing for everyone in this country, legal rights to housing. So we changed the constitution. We have a legal right to housing. So the courts are going to get involved, and there's a lot of money that hasn't been assessed or costed going to be put into compensating people if the state are not delivering. What we are saying, and Ronan Lyons and I did the minority report, and Dermot O'Leary, economist in Goodbody Stockbrokers, supported our minority report. What we are saying is this is a systemic issue. This is a failure of policy to deliver housing. If we really have to have a referendum, and we are saying there is no need for a referendum because you can take the actions that are necessary to fix housing without giving individual rights, which will clog up the courts, which will give people an awful lot of money. And what we are saying is, if you have to legislate, well, legislate on policy areas to deal with housing so the state has to deliver housing. Mm-hmm. And there are other mechanisms there, like the Climate Act and that, which I suppose one could say that situation would deal with it if you want to go down that road, even though we believe it's not necessary to have legislation. And we strongly believe giving an individual right to housing and all that will flow from that in the courts is certainly not the way to go, and it's not the way the Irish taxpayers' money should be spent. It should be spent on providing more homes for everyone.
And that's your view on that, and there wasn't agreement at the commission on that level.
No, there wasn't.
Listen, since early 2023, house prices nationally, and we've seen this borne out in the figures, they've almost doubled. So as a developer, are you looking on in glee at those ever-increasing prices?
No, anything but. And I've discussed housing with you many times, Claire. Anyone in business needs to not price themselves out of business. And I have been advocating for a long time, as has others in the industry, we need to face up to the constituent elements of housing. Housing has to be affordable. When I started building houses first 40 years ago, that was 3%. It's now 13.5%. Just to give you one example. So we need to look at why is a house costing so much? We have to have housing that's affordable for couples and single people in this country. We are failing a generation of people in this country. We do not have enough land zoned. We do not have a planning system that's efficient. We have many, many problems. But as regards your question, I'm not looking on in glee. Mm-hmm. I can assure you the industry is barely profitable to get the funding that's necessary to build. We cannot build unless there is a margin that allows us to get funding. And funding, we can come back to it if you like, is a major issue. But funding is crucial. And I can assure you the profit margins, and we did make mistakes in the past, and I've always put up my hand in that regard. But the more profit made, the more land becomes more expensive. We don't have enough land. I can assure you the last thing my industry needs is too much Are prices going beyond what people can afford to
pay? Okay, so on that then, I mean, it's interesting to see how you see this unwinding, because people looking at this who are trying to buy, you know, many of them will be hoping that there might be a crash in prices coming down the tracks. How do you see it going over the next number of years? Have we lost Michael on the line? Ah, we seem to have lost Michael O'Flynn. Anyway, we will leave that there. That is Michael O'Flynn, who is chair of the O'Flynn Group and a member too of the Housing Commission. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.